as some people know and some people didn't know. But I've got a question for you this morning. What kind of things frighten us? What kind of things scare us? And I'm going to come down with the microphone, and it doesn't necessarily mean to be something that frightens you, or it might be, but it could be something that people are frightened of. So let's come down and see what answers I can get. I've got some answers on this front row from my very important people. Things that make you frightened, things that make you scared. Can you think of anything? Witches, or should we say people that aren't very nice, yeah, people that are nasty. Dinosaurs, granted you don't see many of those in this day and age, but, well, I haven't seen any recently, unless you know where there's some secret hidden. Yes, what kind of things frighten us?
When I watched Tintin, I didn't like the end because it was black and I didn't like it, and it made me have bad dreams.
Oh, right, so something that's black and dark, that can be scary. Mary, can you think of anything that's scary? No, Mary has no fears whatsoever. See her afterwards if you want to know the secret. Pauline. Or Christine or Thompson or Rachel sat in the general area. Just, it doesn't have to, you don't have to base, this is not a session.
Enclosed spaces.
Right, Pauline's going for the mic now. I've started something here. Enclosed spaces.
I'm not too keen on the dark.
The dark? Can't close spaces, the dark. Have you got any fears?
Snake.
Oh, you got a few nods of approval there. Again, we don't have many of those in this country, but we do have them. But snakes, yeah. Anybody on this row care to share something that people might be scared of?
Lions and tigers.
Lions and tigers. Spiders. I've got over at the back there. Spiders, lions and tigers. Right. Moving on swiftly from those, because I don't want you to be terrified. Don't let those rest upon your mind. But they're things that people are frightened of. Heights. You know, if we were stood on the top of that statue that was 27 meters tall and we're looking down, it would be scary. I don't like heights. You could fit 1,000 people on. So if you don't like crowds either, that's not good. I said that once before in a talk. I'm not a big fan of crowds because I'm not particularly tall and I feel very, very surrounded. They're things that might frighten us. And I think Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, when they thought about standing by that fiery furnace, they would probably think that it was going to be the worst experience, their worst day ever. Because it'd be terrifying, stood there, looking at that fire, imagine the smoke rising and the heat building, and the pressure was on. And there's plenty of things that could have come in to distract them from actually walking into the flames. They could actually have said this, you know Shadrach, you know Meshach, what if we just kind of pretend, we'll bow down to the statue, but we won't really mean it in our hearts, we'll just pretend. But they knew that that was the wrong thing to do. And they remembered this verse, or these verses in the Old Testament, in Exodus chapter 20. You shall not make for yourself an idol. You shall not bow down to them or worship them. And they decided that they must obey God rather than obey man. And although it was tough, they made a decision to stand up for what they knew was right. And actually, it turned out to be probably the best day of their lives. Why was that? Well, because they said to themselves and they said to the king, the God we worship can save us. And you know, sometimes we have bad days, don't we? And plenty of things can get in the way to distract us from walking into the flames and obeying God. Maybe things go wrong at work or school, or we argue as a family, or we argue with our friends. And sometimes it's hard to remember that God is with us through those times. But Daniel reminds us of these very important words. The God we worship can save us. So I think this morning we can learn three things from Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego. Firstly, they were men that knew God well. They weren't distracted by all the puffing and blowing and the loud shouting of King Nebuchadnezzar. So we also need to know that God, we need to know God well. And we need to know how to act in every circumstance of life, both the good times and the bad times. The Old Testament, Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6 says this, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." So firstly, Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego knew God well. Secondly, their faith was based on what God is or who God is, not whether he would save them or not. And our faith should be based on this too. A book you maybe could not come across in the Old Testament, a book called Zephaniah, chapter 3, verse 17, says this, "The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing." So the men knew God well. Their faith was based on who God is, not if he would save them or not. And thirdly, they walked into that fire and they met with God himself. He was standing beside them. When we experience trouble, God will be there too, standing with us. These wonderful words from Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39. "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Someone once said, "As Christians, God doesn't promise us an easy life, but he does promise to be with us whatever we go through. He will never leave us nor forsake us." This morning, I wonder what kind of things make you scared. We've heard of some of them already. Perhaps it's the dark, spiders, heights, or crowds, or even being alone. But what difference does it make to you to know that the God you serve is able to save you? Not necessarily from those things, but from the fear of those things. You know, you can conquer your fears when you know that God stands there in the midst of everything in your lives. Again, listen to these words of encouragement from Isaiah chapter 43. "Don't be afraid. I have rescued you. I have called you by name. Now you belong to me. When you cross deep rivers, I will be with you and you won't drown. When you walk through fire, you won't be burnt or scorched by the flames. Don't be afraid. I am with you." You know, Daniel's three friends didn't shy away from standing up for God. And God not only saved them from the burning flames, but he also stood there with them. No matter what our situation, God will always stand alongside us. Trust him. Speak up for him. Because only God is able to save us from any fear and help us to conquer any distraction. Bad days really can turn into the best days if we truly believe that the God we worship can save us. Amen.